Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I have pleasure to be here. I want to present information about history of computing in the former Yugoslavia, especially in Croatia. And my colleague Niko Schlumberger from Slovenia sent me some slides at the end, and I'll show it. As Plamen mentioned, I'm president of Croatian IT Association and national ECDL coordinator. Only that I am going from Croatian IT Association, which is a member of IT Star first, then CIPIS, IFIP. We have license for ECDL and EUCIP in Croatia. It's necessary to say that it's very good cooperation between CITA and IT Star. So on 2010, CITA and IT Star organized a very successful conference on e-business held in Zagreb. So next was held in Bari, Italy last year. Plamen?
I see myself, thank you.
Okay, hi. We have enough time for that. So I started to work in 1968. I started to work with programmers, system analysts, lead project leader, director of center. So I worked with all computer generation from first to fourth generation of computer. West Balkan countries is new term. When I talked with Niko from Slovenia about presentation, he told me, we are not part of West Balkan. So it means that only rest of former Yugoslavia and Albania and is in part of West Balkan. So I will talk more about countries of the former Yugoslavia. And it's very important to say there were no political barriers to import equipment from the West, which significantly influenced faster development of information systems and professional trainings and computer programs. What does it mean, open markets? I know that open markets had a negative influence on the development of computing in Croatia because its users were buying computers mainly from abroad. I can show you what does it mean, open market. I can show you the name of computers which was installed in Croatia, in Yugoslavia, from very small, medium, and large computer. You can see the all computers from the world totally. The source Yugoslavia Association, 1980. And one data, installed computer in Yugoslavia from 1988, Slovenia. Slovenia and Croatia was the most developed republics and the most developed IT republics in former Yugoslavia, so it means Yugoslavia has 20 million of inhabitants, Slovenia 2 million, but it had nearly 50% of all computers. Second is Croatia, and later on is Slovenia, Bosnia, Macedonia, Montenegro, and in Croatia. You can see the number of computers from 1985 to 89. It means that we are in growing period. Croatian economy is very growth in that period, and it's on the other hand, it is a picture of number of computers in Croatia. Let's start on the beginning. On the beginning, computer used in nuclear institutes for atomic weapons research. No data about that. Croatian government founded three institutes in Belgrade, Zagreb, and Ljubljana. But it was period why Croatia was why Yugoslavia was part of East Bloc. Nuclear institutes for atomic weapons research. History of computing we can divide into three periods before 65, from 65 to 75, and after 75. And we started development and manufacture of computers starting in 1948 when Computing Machinery Zagreb was set up, first of kind of in Croatia. At the beginning, factory produced only mechanical computers. The first digital computer in Croatia produced Institute Ruđer Bošković Zagreb, especially Professor Branko Sovček. He was initiator and one of who built the first digital computer in Croatia. He was Croatian scientist, doyen on computer science, both in Croatia and worldwide. First computer called 256 channel analyzer, memory, logic and programs, based on vacuum tubes, the magnetic coarse memory, speed of million cycles per second, which was incredible at that time. Cathode tube was used as an output unit to display the data. I started to work with this computer 1968. It was one of the first business computers. Usage of computers and development of information systems started. It was based mainly on important equipment. Due to the high price, only large organizations could buy computers. Although the equipment had limited capacity, highly trained staff could develop complete application, thus compensating for limited capacity. It is that computer characteristic. I worked in big steel company with 13,000 employees, and we work all application on this computer very successful. Unfortunately, we were young and we did not think that this equipment should be preserved. So this large size computers and all equipment used later, large scale computers, ended in the steel works. We destroyed all computers, so we have no any museum for former equipment. Unfortunately, local production is only for calculators and peripheral equipment. And there were any collaboration with Slovenia. We produce some equipment, peripheral equipment for system IBM System 1. It was collaboration with Slovenia. And this computer was installed in economy schools, railway, and others. The third generation, I present computer 1106. We work real-time applications. It has very good communication systems, databases. Possibility was multi-programming, which enabled the faster processing units and large storage and external memories. We developed very big integral information systems in our company. Fourth generation in Croatia, it was main companies who were IBM, Univac, ICL, Barrows, Bal, Bull, Gamma, Honeywell, PDP, and others. During 1974, there was idea that development of computer equipment production in Croatia can progress in collaboration with one foreign partner, technologically developed and well-off. Therefore, the government of Croatia supported this initiative, and so government contacted company ICDL and Sperry Univac. In the other republics, it was the same. Slovenia contacted with Philips, Serbia with Olivetti and Rockwell, Bosnia and Herzegovina with NCR and Olympia. But this cooperation was not a success, so we still worked import main computer from abroad. In 1970, in Faculty of Electronic Engineering and Faculty of Science in Zagreb, where the first Croatia introduced new study for undergrad students, and other universities in Croatia started to open this study too. local production left only on equipment for process management in telephone exchange, CAD CAM systems and graphic workstation, PC and others. With open market, production of hardware in Croatia developed more slowly of normally. In Croatia, there were leading foreign manufacturers of computer equipment, IBM, Sperry, Univac, and others, who continued their work by installing computers of great capacity, depending on developing IC with support of highly trained Croatian experts, which later resulted, after 1990, in establishing private IT companies that positioned well in foreign market. And development of Croatian software and network accelerated as a result. Well-educated of ICT professionals, possibility of buying hardware and software from abroad, possibilities of more productive collaboration with foreign partners. Croatia could not compete with the world in the development of hardware and system software, but experience and knowledge of our experts used in the development of application software. A group of enthusiasts at the 10 years ago founded a little museum in Rijeka, but it is only a small IT equipment. I said that the big size computers we destroyed earlier, said that only one calculator, one small PC, and so left. Not so important. And at the end, a colleague from Slovenia sent me these slides. He said that the computers are now a phenomenon with poor understanding of their potential before 1965. The same is true of Slovenia that era. However, there was references for electronic computers may be useful in scientific and technical domain. They produced some computer, ZUSE 23, between 65 and 75. In the world, computers was recognized as total to enhance efficiency and productivity. In Slovenia, major computer company was represent. It was similar like Croatia because we have one registration system and it was nearly the same. After 75, you know, it's in the old world like new concept in computing, distributed computing, cooperative computing, client server, SHEM, computer networks, and so. And in Slovenia, there was one computer producer, Iskra Delta, which is destroyed on 1990. And present situation is similar in the other world because Slovenia is part of West world. Thank you.
Thank you, Marian.